Right now on VFN TV, a season of peril, an eruption of corruption, 25 days after the election. What did God say to Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence? Also, what did the Lord say to Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministries talking about that an uprising is coming to America, to the world? God is about to activate something. And why did the jet stream get stuck? The winds of heaven right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN.
He said, I have many ministers, and they are speaking on my behalf. But he said, what's missing is the urgency of your voice. These mega churches are really cognizant not to offend people. And they're really careful when they get up and preach to people that everybody leaves out there feeling really good. Preachers refuse to preach on the coming of Jesus Christ. Where's the urgency? I have never seen America in the place where we are right now. If you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iraq against the Christians, you better think again. It's already coming into this country right now. If we don't tell people what they need to hear, God's going to hold us accountable and their blood will be on our hands. Whenever we preach, we've got to preach with an urgency in our voice that we need to be right with God if anything should happen to us. There's things right now in motion that may change our nation almost overnight. And for me to stand here and act like everything's all right, I can't do that. The politicians in Washington may can do that and lead you to believe that everything's going to be okay. But in the house of God, there's about to arise a siren that says, blast, 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 attention, attention, attention. Things are changing and they're changing quickly. We've got to have preachers in the pulpit that will say, watch out, warning, warning, red light, warning. People know something's going on in the Middle East. They know something's going on in Iraq, in Iran, in Damascus. They know about Iran. And people that's not even scripturally literate are trying to answer these things, and they're missing in a million miles. And God's saying to the preachers, get up and tell them. It's time to talk about what God's doing. People are seeking the Lord. People are seeking Christ. And if they don't find him in the church, where are they going to find him?
Got an invitation to come back, and the Lord laid on my heart, and that's when Mr. Tuart asked me about, did you have a dream? And I did. When he told me about the coming storm, and as I'm about to go into prayer, I just want to say the Lord laid on my heart. I said, I'm not going to share it unless somebody asks me to come. And where's Commissioner Barry asked me to come, and I said, this is it. I was going to share it. That there's another level about to happen.
Riots are coming. Riots in the streets are coming. And if we're not careful, shortly after the next election, the anger will mount so much that we'll end up having martial law declared. Loss of life is taking place.
If we stay on this road, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be just us morphing into some socialist, type of country. It's going to be, I think, worse than what was experienced in Nazi Germany. And dialogue, trying to understand, because I believe what happened there was a dress rehearsal for what the devil's trying to do in the whole world.
I think the way the world is going, the way the U.S. is going, I think there's going to come a time, and it's probably sooner than later, when what I do in a public forum is going to be labeled as a hate crime.
Some disturbing news from Russia. President Vladimir Putin signed a law outlawing evangelism and cracking down on house churches. The laws forbid evangelism outside of churches and other religious sites. That means people can't even share their faith in their homes or even on the internet.
Well, you don't think God could put a tyrant over America? You don't think God could put a tyrant that oppresses the church? What have we been doing? What have we been doing as a church?
Our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. We don't look to be ruled.
God is just. You think this last 7 years has been tough? This 8 years have been tough? That's just Jehoiakim. Zedekiah is right on the precipice of coming to pass in this nation.
Not going to make it through the times that are coming without being his disciples and more. Without growing up into our purpose.
Now, it so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word.
Your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Well, it's a day after the elections, and here we are. God is still God, and what is he saying? Do you know he spoke very specifically about the season that we're in to Pastor John Kilpatrick, a Church of His Presence? I'm going to share that with you in just a moment, but I want to prepare you. We're going to begin to talk in our program about, you know, understanding. We focused on the kingdoms of this world. We've been focusing on different things, but we really got to begin to focus on the kingdom of God. Those that are called by the Lord's name begin to unify around what God wants to do in this generation, in this season, in the nation. And we've been talking about it quite often in VFN Kingdom Business, but we have to begin to get our focus back on the Lord and his work and what he's called us to do. You know, he's called us very specifically to do something. And what we're seeing, we heard about the winds of heaven, the prophetic word that was given on the program about the winds of heaven been blowing in heaven for 8 years and they're about to blow to earth. And we talked about how the wind of God is blowing things all over the place, and it's just been a very windy season. We're seeing people blown around like paper. But understand, this is going to be a interesting season that we're walking in. The difficult things are going to happen. We told you to be prepared, you know, for 90 days, having your 90 days of preparation. You could see more prudent preparation about that. But understand that you need to be prepared for this. It shouldn't catch you by surprise. God says that nothing should catch us by surprise because of the fact that, you know, that God's telling us in advance before it happens. And just a quick note, don't forget you can sign up for the newsletter, the Torch newsletter at vfntv.com, and you get a message right away to tell you, begin to think outside the box about how to prepare for what's about to happen and what is happening. Well, understand that the nation has been divided. Who's of division? You know, Satan comes to divide. Jesus told us a nation and a family divided will fall. We have to begin to unite again and come together again around the original intent of the nation. But what did God say to Pastor John Kilpatrick about these 25 days after the election? Let's go there right now.
While I was in prayer last week, I had three things that the Lord spoke to me. Number one is the first thing the Lord said was, Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock, he said, I want you to spend this next few days with me. I want you to be in isolation. And he said, this is a season of great peril. That's what he said. Usually when God speaks to me, it's just a few words. It's not sentences or paragraphs. It's usually just a few words. And he said, it's great peril. The next morning, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said that there's going to be an eruption of corruption. He said, there's going to be an eruption of corruption. He said, the nation will see it. So you need to be prepared for that. The third thing the Lord said to me was, and when he said it, I knew it probably wasn't going to manifest. It'd be something that we wouldn't actually see, but it'd be something that's important. But the Lord said last Thursday, which was day before yesterday, or 2 days before yesterday, Holy Spirit said that Thursday through this coming Tuesday is going to be very, very critical. And 25 days after Tuesday, the election day, is going to be critical. It's going to be critical. So I told people whenever the Lord told me Thursday, I didn't think anything was going to happen on Thursday that would be evident. But I know something's going on behind the scenes. I know that it is. And he said that Thursday through this coming Tuesday will be critical. So when I get through preaching this morning, we're going to have a season of prayer before we leave. I'd like for everybody to stay, if you will, and don't leave, because we really need to spend a little bit of time in prayer. Is that good?
You're looking at the timing of 25 days after the election. The first thing that we vote on, we talked about this just, I believe, yesterday on our program, the day before yesterday, for the elections, is that the Electoral College is really the actual time that the votes take place. What we're voting for when we vote in America for a particular candidate, we're not really voting for the candidate, we're voting for the delegates that are assigned to that political party that will go represent those votes in the Electoral College. And so you're looking at potentially a battle, you know, over the presidency potentially. And this happened, believe it or not, with President Abraham Lincoln. That's exactly what happened in that particular election year. And we look at Lincoln today and what took place. But I don't know. We got to begin to just pray about this and be prepared for this. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking specifically about what Chuck Pierce is saying about how an uprising is coming. An uprising is coming to the nation. And it's like what God is doing, based on what we're understanding. He's shaking us loose from our quagmire, where we're just kind of just stuck in the mud and we can't move forward, and people are sleeping in that. You know, God is waking us up, and there's a shifting and a shaking and an uprising specifically that God shared with Chuck Pierce, and we're going to share it right after this break. Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Everybody yes. will love it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, when you love the Word of God, I mean, it's exciting in your abiding time. By the way, beginning to abide now, learning how to abide with God is so important, because he says, apart from abiding in me, Jesus said, you can't even do any of this. And we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You know, most people want to abide. They want to spend that time with God, but they need a plan. We have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You just fill out that little simple request thing. It comes right to you in your email, and it's a great step-by-step.
That's beautiful.
How you can begin to abide with him. Listen, you want to begin to hang out with the king, since his kingdom's manifesting.
Right.
It's going to be the greatest thing he's ever done in the face of the earth. It's about to happen. You want to know the king.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN-TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now, with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in Vision and SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN-TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all, to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. That is something, you know, you're like, at some point, it's like, I would like to hear some good news. And it really is, because it's waking everyone up.
Right.
People, I mean, when people sleep, when a nation sleeps, when the church sleeps, it takes a lot. I believe there's one particular minister that said years ago that, you know, disaster, hardship is God's megaphone speaking to a sleeping, deaf church.
Well, it makes me think about what we're hearing Pastor Kilpatrick say in the very beginning. At some point, there's got to be a siren that rises up, and it just says, wake up, get up and tell them. And it's just like, this is why we've been saying over and over again, the church has got to wake up, and you're hearing it.
Yeah, and you know, he says a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about that. And what really helps out is that when we understand the urgency, we're going to be held accountable personally. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter how people think of you, if everybody's all your buddy and stuff, and people just get up. If you speak the truth to people in your family, speak the truth to people in your church, and it's from truth, word of God, and they walk out, they weren't of God in the first place. It's probably going to be a lot better when they're gone. You know, 1 John says, if they leave you, they never were part of you in the first place. And so don't hold back. So many people right now trying to please people, they're being very political. You can be loving and truthful, but remember, no matter what, you're going to have to answer to God alone for your life and how you responded and what you did with the truth that you were entrusted to. James tells us that teachers are held to higher standards, and that's the reason why people hold you to higher standards, because of your place that you're in. Not that you're, you know, righteous in your own works, but just the fact that you have an obligation to tell somebody the truth. They're looking for people to tell them, you know, what is. And the thing about it, you know, it's one thing that was also Pastor Kilpatrick had said was, you know, they're going to the world to find out what's going on, and they're missing it by 1,000 miles.
Yeah. Right? You think about it, and if we don't tell them, their blood's on our hands. God's going to look to us and say, I told you, you're the watchman on the wall. I revealed it to you. You have to reveal it to others.
Hence VFNTV is what the Lord told us.
Like, yeah.
Okay, you know, and he spoke all this into existence, and we're walking it out today. And that he tells us so that we can hear him, respond to him, and change our ways. I mean, God didn't. He's looking for repentance is what he's looking for. He's not looking for a prayer. He's not looking for an offering. He's looking for our life being given to him and repenting from where we are to go, which means changing our direction in our life. And so when you think about, you know, perilous times coming, you're looking at eruption of corruption. We're seeing that already take place. Mm-hmm. This has been happening ever since the last 600 days in the election cycle. We're watching every day things happen, and you're looking going, wow, you know, you lose your total respect for anything that was there. So many people have been put in jail for different things. They're in jail today who are watching people from their prison, watching the news, realize, hey, I went to jail for that.
They're not going to jail.
Yeah,
for
it's
it.
Just really strange. You know, it's a day where God is blowing. There's a prophetic word the Lord spoke to me, released to me sometime back. I don't have the whole word, but he told me that he's going to have his wind's going to blow the leaves off of things, where the leaf, it's been there, but it's been covered by the foliage. Mm-hmm. And his wind was going to come, and he's going to uncover the plans of the enemy and the adversary. And we're seeing, you know, everything, you know, come uncovered. I mean, every single thing. And so I want to encourage you, what's taking place is a positive thing. Our God's in control. Our God loves you. God loves mankind. He wants us to come to him and repent so he can forgive. And so this is the redemption plan of God coming towards man. At the same time, we have the destructive plans of the adversary, you know, of Satan, that wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And he doesn't just sit back. It's a battle between good and evil, and the fact that we have to choose who's going to be our God. God doesn't make us serve him. He gives us the opportunity to enter into the family and to make him the Lord of our life and to follow him as a shepherd of our life. Versus, you know, darkness, where you're actually a servitude and forced into, you know, all these different things, and this sin crouches at your door wanting to have its way with you. That's what, you know, Cain was told. And so we have to understand that we make, it's I mean, if anything, America, we're going to be held so accountable, because the people are the ones in charge. And, you know, we're deciding which way our country goes. And we have more freedom today, right now, presently, yeah. than any other nation in the world to be able to preach the gospel and to tell people about the love of God. And let's don't lose it. But you can see the Electoral College coming up December the 19th. That's when they're really going to make that mm-hmm. vote. But 25 days after the election puts us around December the 3rd, right?
Correct.
December the 3rd.
I mean, you think about it, just like what you said, the amount of freedom that we have in this generation, we're going to have to answer to, or not just our kids, but also to the Lord. But look at it. It's just like you look back on 50 years, 100 years, and you can see the freedoms in America. And it's just like, wow, look at the growth and just the ability and just the blessings that we've been able to just pour out to the world because we effectively use that freedoms for the Lord. And it's just like, this is our generation. You know, I think about what constantly has been in my spirit is that David was faithful in his generation. It's just like, yeah. God, I want to be faithful. Help me to be faithful, not just in a season or just in a weekend. Help me to be faithful in my generation, because this is just like, imagine carrying a baton in a relay race. And there's four runners in one race, but if one drops it, the whole team's disqualified. But imagine if you're faithful for the leg of your race. Well, imagine your generation. You're carrying a baton of what God gave to you, and so now you're faithfully carrying that so that you can pass it on to the next generation.
That's a perfect analogy, and that's what all we have to do is be responsible in our generation. And yeah. sometimes people hear, you know, faithful, and you know, David was faithful in his generation. They hear David was perfect. And when you look at the rules for radicals, Saul Alinsky's techniques that, you know, we've talked about before that many people are using to organize the world, one of the rules that they have to be able to push evil on folks is make them live up to all their own laws. Mm-hmm. And that's never was God's intention for us. The reality of the law is that it revealed that we were sinners, that we couldn't be saved by the law. So it's not about perfect. It's about dependent on God for to be able to do good and to walk with him and to be forgiven. And so when you hear David, you know, was faithful in his generation, because a lot of people right now, they're struggling with, well, I'm not good enough. You haven't even met Steve. If you would know Steve, I'm telling you, right? Or me. And you already know about Pat. And so it's not the fact that we're doing this because we're good. We just love you and love God, and this is what God said do. Yeah. You can't be trapped by good. God did not come to make bad men good. He came to make dead men alive. He lives inside of us, and he's good. And the good that we do is God's good, and he gets all the glory for that. And so if we're doing it in his name, and understand that God uses redeemed people. He uses forgiven people. And which means they had to be forgiven, and you know, and sin is ever before us. We're constantly saying, you know, God, I'm dependent on you, and he's faithful and just to forgive us of that. We need people to understand, because we're going to talk about being prepared in this program today, and part of being prepared is to understand the elementary teachings of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, God's going, you're going to have to eat some meat. If things are about to happen in the nation that you're going to have to be mature in the things of God. And if you don't get mature, then, you know, infants are easily just defeated. And we have to begin to grow up. And one of the elementary things of the gospel is the fact that, you know, Jesus is the Son of God. He came, he died for you. That if you make him the Lord of your life and you repent for your sins, he forgives you. He forgives you. Mm-hmm. And he comes and lives in you and with you. And then you begin to become mature by learning and becoming his disciple. I'm telling you, this is a day to be prepared. It's an exciting day. It's only exciting, though, if your goal is souls, if you want to see people know God, people who don't know God, you want them to know God. Not join your political party, not join your religious organization, but you want them to know God. You want them to hear the voice of God. We're about to see the greatest harvest the world has ever seen, but it's going to cost a lot of stuff and things probably, mm-hmm. more than likely. And if your faith is in God and not your stuff and your things and your electronics and your whatever that you have to have, you're going to be contented with the fact that people know God, they want to follow God. And so a shaking is coming. Some of the things that the Lord's laying on my heart and kind of confirming is the fact too is that over the next 3 months to 6 months, we're going to begin to see things escalate into where, you know, evil men had wanted it to go, and chaos, where mm-hmm. people are going to want to try to create chaos. Understand why we're divided so much in America is because people in leadership for the last 7-8 years were trained up and mentored by a person named Saul Alinsky. Mm-hmm. And he has a book written by, he wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. And it talks about, you know, Marshall Gantz. We had him on several times. He said, you first have to polarize, which means divide, before you can organize. And so you're looking at, you know, people who desire to organize America into a new direction. The things about First Amendment rights, the fact that Christians can't speak freely without persecution, where, you know, everything's just upside down, inside out, and those different things. But it's Saul Alinsky 101.
Every topic imaginable under the sun has been divided.
Right, right.
And you've said it many times before. It's just that it's important to look back and see that things weren't always like this.
Right.
It's just like you look at now and you think, oh, the normalcy bias. And it's just like, no, there was a process, and it was just totally divided.
I want you to hear Marshall Gantz. Marshall Gantz talked specifically about this, and he was actually part of the gathering our leadership. Mm-hmm. But you know, you have to understand, if you're 14 years old, half your life has been spent as this current leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know. Yeah. They don't know that this was normal. They think this is just normal. And so understand that when you are, say, you're 18 years old, you're looking at a lot of people that, you know, that they just didn't know that it wasn't always like mm-hmm. this. It wasn't divided. And division, even Jesus said this. He said, every nation and every family divided will fall. So we're on the edge of potentially falling, and it's almost what they plan. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, listen to Marshall Gantz. Marshall Gantz is an organizer. He's a very popular one. He's done some positive things and done some negative things. But he's one of the ones that helped bring in another organizer to leadership, President Barack Obama, because they were both organizers, and including mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton. You know, she was as well. As a matter of fact, take a look.
But, you know, it's like Saul Alinsky said, organizers have to be well-integrated schizoids because you have to polarize to mobilize and depolarize to settle. But without polarizing, you're never going to mobilize anything. And yeah, then there's a time to negotiate. And I think we're really screwed up on that.
See, that's so important. They openly say, and it's what it says. We literally have a talk for you. It's available for you. I think all of our VFNKB mm-hmm. Partners out there. It's about organizers of the day versus organizers of the night. It's not over. I mean, there's been so many divisive things sown, and people are buying right in, being compartmentalized in their little, you know, whatever their group is. Mm-hmm. We used to be e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. And now it's the opposite of that. Now that though we're one, we're many. That's not how a nation stays together. If your body did that, it would just blow apart.
Right.
Well, listen, we're going to show you that prophetic word the Lord gave to Chuck Pierce, talking about an uprising is coming. Understand this, that it's not, we'll let Chuck explain it. It's pretty interesting, and understand God's shaking us loose from this quagmire of religion, and what even Rick Joyner was shown by the Lord, and he writes about it in the call, almost religious prisons where people are just stuck in a prison. They mm-hmm. can't get out, and they're too scared to go out of the prison, and they just stay there and just like sing to each other or something. I don't know. But we talked about that before in the program. We'll make that related to you. But join us after the break. But first, I have this offer for you.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a public school remove all aspects of religion from the celebration of Christmas? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My stepdaughter had a Christmas pageant this year, and all the songs took out every reference to God. They rewrote all the words, Joy to the World, Silent Night, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Every reference to God was removed.
Tobin, do you happen to have a copy of the song sheet or the program from that event?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would love for you to get that fax to me. I'm going to put you on hold also. We're going to get your contact information. Let me get one of our lawyers working on this one as well, because this is not the way it's supposed to be. Hey, folks, if you've got contacts like this, like Tobin just had, and Tobin, you hang on the line. We're going to get some help down there. You contact us right through the website as well at aclj.org. We're monitoring those during the radio broadcast. So, again, you do that so we can make sure we can help you out on the situation.
Visit our Christmas Information Center on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell. The word today is selflessness. Michael from Overland Park, Kansas, he's a realtor and author, has sent this word into us. Let's just go to the opposite word for a moment, selfishness. No word probably describes immaturity more than a person that's selfish. When you see a person that's immature, the problem is all they can think about is themselves and what's happening to me, and it all evolves around their world. Selflessness is the exact opposite. It's maturity at its finest. It's the ability to care for others, see others, help others, live beyond the small limitations of just your own personal real estate. A selfless person adds value to people. They are always in demand because people always are needing someone to give of themselves to help them be successful in life.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Make sure you join us on our next program. I'm so excited talking about God's special forces.
Mm-hmm.
And God is looking to prepare special forces to be able to go and do kingdom work. And so many people are trying to identify, and they want to be part of a crowd. They want to be this popular thing. The reality is crowds don't do anything. The big, massive mob of soldiers, for example, in the secular world,
mm-hmm.
you know, they just kind of wait for the special forces to go ahead and prepare the way.
Tip of the spear.
And that's how God always does things. And you should be praying about that. Maybe God wants you to be part of the special forces. And maybe he wants you to be part of this. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Make sure you join next program. Listen, this is Dutch. This is Chuck Pierce, Zion Ministries, getting this prophetic word. And some of the words spoken from Chuck Pierce, by the way, Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas, is right by Dan. Mm-hmm. Is accurate. You know, Dutch Sheets calls him one of the most accurate prophets that he knows. And we've seen these things happen again and again. And he wrote a book called Apostolic Church Arising, and you know, orders coming back in place again. But listen to this word that just came out about where things are headed. Take a look.
This election is not about a person. It's about a structure, just as if you were in an old wineskin, where one day too long, that wineskin routinizes around you, and it's like cement, and you can't get out of it. This election is not about a person, it's about breaking out of a structure. If we stay in the structure we're in one more season, it will be so routinized and so ordered around us that we cannot, as a nation, come out of it. I say there is a new anointing rising in my people, and from the new anointing, you will rise up and see the opportunities that I have for you. For right now, opportunities seem blocked, but I say to you, there is an uprising coming. There is an uprising coming. There is an uprising coming. It has been brewing underneath, but now you will see the uprising, saith the Lord. The Lord just said, if you knew how close you were to the revolution of change that is coming, you would not be able to keep your mouth shut one moment. The Lord said, do not hold your peace from this day forward. For the next 5 months, you will hear peace, peace, but there is no peace. The Lord says the sword of heaven is coming to liberate the ground, and my people must have the sound that liberates the ground. I say to you, I will come from the islands and I will blow a wind. I will come from both sides of this land with a wind that will cause what couldn't stand to fall. I say to you, the winds are now circling from heaven and will now surround the lands of the earth. I say to you, welcome the winds in, for the change and the revolution of change is now at hand.
This is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a lethargic,
yeah,
a lethargic slumbering spirit over the church. You know, it's just so passive.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you hear about, you know, being aggressive and getting, and that's obviously a prophetic house. They're very aggressive. You know, I don't know if your gatherings are like that, but they're all prophetic people coming together, and they're kind of just moving in those prophetic words. But the accuracy is the key. I mean, is it accurate? And this uprising that he's talking about, you're looking at the Lord coming in and like, he's going to do business. And it's kind of, you know, coming from military background and coming from law enforcement background, you just don't show up half asleep mm-hmm. to that. You die. You get hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be alert. You have to be awake. I mean, the things that I listen to, things that I would do, I would have, I'd almost have a ritual that I go through before I'd actually get in my cruiser to go to work.
You have to.
Because you had to make myself alert, I have to be vibrant, I have to be, if not, you just, you know, you get taken out. And so when it's important to understand, you need to wake yourself up. You need to be vibrant. You need to be alert. You have to come up with some sort of ritual that keeps you, not worship ritual, but something you're going to do that helps you shake yourself from like, I just can't watch Fox News 24 hours. I got to do something, you know. I can't just be satisfied with singing songs that I never do, listening to message I'll never obey, but to begin to get in the Word of God and go, you know, I got to do what God says. I can't be merely deceived anymore. I got to wake myself up. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't still the police when I was getting up if I didn't prepare myself. I just wasn't a prepared police officer. And so you got to prepare yourself as a believer. It doesn't just happen. Mm-mm. As a soldier, right?
Well, I think about as you're saying that, it's just like what you would do before you'd get into your cruiser. I think about when I was on deployment, what you hear a lot of veterans talk about is like their senses were accelerated. It was just like amplified, like you knew. And it's just like, you know, kind of like charge your senses in the spirit. Like you're saying, get into the Word. Listen to, someone had told me, always listen to soul-winning anointed messages. What stirs the fire in you? What makes you hunger after God and go after God? It's just like awaken your senses for God.
And when you're, it's going to shock you. Think about this. So when you're hearing what God says, your understanding is like, I'm going to do this.
Mm.
It'll make you away. I mean, yeah. For example, if you're thinking about, you know, bungee jumping off of a huge cliff somewhere and you got a rope around you or a rubber band around you, and you're going to jump off the cliff and somebody's telling you, this is what's going to happen. You're going to jump off the edge and you're going to scream your way down. You're going to pay attention. Well, that's what God is. This is what the kingdom of God is about. It's about being that attentive and that being that involved. It's really not about just watching religious people do religious things, because you're held personally accountable. They cannot answer for you. You stand alone before God, mm-hmm. and it's going to shock you too. This is what he says. He says that we will be judged by our deeds, whether good or bad. I mean, deeds. I mean, you don't hear anything about that in today's religious teachings in regards to deeds. I thought we just say a prayer. And it's like, no, we actually, if you look to Revelation and the church written to the churches and, you know, the book of Revelation, mm-hmm. he says, I know your deeds. And he starts talking about how he feels about those particular deeds that we did or didn't do. And that he says, even our words will be even judged or acquitted, you know, released or acquitted or convicted of our own words, judged by our words, which means this. If you're a police officer, act like one. You know, if you're a soldier or act like one, if you are a believer, understand there is a lifestyle to being a Christian. It's not a religious lifestyle. It's not about yelling at people. It's about, you know what? I'm no longer my own. I've been bought with a price. And being prepared, the sword of the Lord is coming to the earth. I mean, if you have not went to EZ12, right, EZ12.org, God speaks. And one of the things he specifically told me was that a storm is coming. And he says, do you not see that I'm bringing the sword against you, that a storm is being brought against you? And he says, as the watchman on the wall, you have to get on the wall and warn them. If you don't warn them, their blood will be on your hands. But if you do warn them, then the blood will no longer on your hands. But the hope is that people heed the warning, they repent, and God doesn't bring the sword. It's like the sword's coming. The sword is, it's what's exactly what Chuck Pierce said, that the sword of heaven is coming to earth. And I mean, the whole thing, you know, what God told this particular prophet, he says, listen, I want you to, you know, I want you to dig a hole in the wall. I want you to pack up. I want you to head out of that hole. I want people to see you walking out. And we walked the whole thing out, you know, so people could see God. And God is just speaking so many ways and so many, there's so many signs. One particular sign that you're looking right now, we talked about the winds of heaven. The wind's been blowing for 8 years in heaven. They're going to come to earth. You're hearing about the wind coming from the south, from the islands coming up. Well, look right here. This is the jet streams are stuck. This is weather.com. The jet streams have been stuck. Yeah. I mean, how does wind get stuck? But it's stuck in the islands. It's right there in that particular belt that's going on. But God, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that if you're looking at walking with God as a passive, visual, you know, unparticipating type belief, you know, this probably puts fear in you. But if you know that if I read God's word, I'm supposed to be a doer of God's word, and that's what I'm supposed to do. When I see what happened with Paul, I'm supposed to walk my life out like that. When I see what happened with, you know, James, when I see what happens to Stephen, when I see what happens to Philip and others in the Word of God, my life's supposed to be like that.
Which they were killed for their faith in Christ.
Well, yeah.
Most people don't know that. And it's just like that's a normal part of Christianity. When you look at persecution and what's happening, people think that's radical. And it's just like, no, that's Jesus follower 101.
Well, I don't want to be killed, you know, but
it can happen.
They have.
I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but it's just like,
thank you.
You know, it can happen.
It's true. It's true. It really is. You know, it's just because we're in a bubble in America right now. It's shaking. A lot of things are going on right now that even Russia's leader Putin's put a missile up. They said that he has missiles now that has the nuclear capabilities that can destroy all of Texas with one missile. And he has this new missile. Guess what? He just put it up and he got it set up. It's called Satan 2. It's called Satan 2. They're bowing up wanting to, you know, to make war against the nations, against America. And you're hearing people say, oh, they're just weak and they don't have power. And they're like, if you're facing a bully and he's got a bat and somebody's telling you don't worry about it,
you need to pay attention.
You need to pay attention because you're going to be hit in the head with a bat. You know, bullies who have no knowledge, no wisdom, all they have is just a bat in their hand, they can hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a man at the helm of a nation with nuclear missiles who can annihilate, you know, mutual destruction could happen in the world, and they're threatening, and then we're hearing specific prophetic words by Dmitry Dudeman talking about Russia coming into America. We're hearing other words come in, you know, from Brett Holderbaum coming up from Cuba, and, you know, Russia and Cuba coming together, our president just saying, hey, we don't mind that you're communists. We want to have a relationship with you. And these things taking place. And you can. What I've always found out is this, and I've got to break, is that listen to what the people who are opposed to God, what they're saying. Because whatever they're accusing you of, that's what they're doing. It just every single time when they're actually saying, you're having these relationships with Russia, you go like, oh my goodness, they're having relationships with Russia.
Mm.
Like, oh, you have your emails on unsecured servers. That'd be good, right? That means theirs is on a secure server. I mean, it's amazing how opposite it is.
Yeah.
But I believe that's one of Sololinsky's techniques is where you just look at people and you just, it says if you repeat a lie long enough, then people will believe it. And so if they put their sin on you, then for some reason people just buy that and believe it. It's time for us to be prepared and to understand that, you know, we're in an exciting day, that God's called us to be a doer of the word. That's what I'm excited about, the young people coming into the kingdom of God, because they're ready to get active and get involved and do the things that we read about in the Word of God. And we're seeing it, but I'm telling you, over a billion souls. And it's going to begin in Russia, Amen. They're talking about. We're going to go to this break. We'll be right back.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there will be a time in your life when someone, something, some event might hurt you so bad that all you want to do in that moment is get back, get even, and take whatever you can from them. I can promise you this, guys. It's never about how much you can take. It's about how much you can give. Forgive them. That's why I forgave that guy for punching me in the street for no reason. That's why I forgave my mother for leaving me when I was a few months old. That's why I forgave my father for hurting me when I was growing up. That's why my brother forgave me for hurting his feelings. If you want real power, learn to forgive.
Not so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act. And I feel that communism often stands in the way of certain First Amendment privileges that we have in America, for instance, that I just couldn't adjust to.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome
back. So Chuck Pierce is giving this prophetic word. Dutch Sheets says he's never met a more accurate prophet. You hear the word, you can count on it. We've seen some of the ones as well. And he talks about the Apostolic Church Arising. He wrote a book called Apostolic Church Arising. And what is that? I mean, when you think about, I encourage you to get the book to find out, you know, what it's about. But it'll encourage you too. Maybe God has called you to this apostolic movement that's taking mm-hmm. place, the family of God. And as a matter of fact, let's take a look at it now, the Apostolic Church Arising, and talk a little bit about that.
That is the Apostolic Church Arising.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means stratologia, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish His purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the Apostolic Church Arising.
So you're looking at, you know, it's good. I would encourage you to get that book.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you
to get
the book, and it'll help you out. And he's walked things out. And we're excited that it bared witness with where God's been leading us, many others around the nation and around the world, actually. Mm-hmm. But understand this, wineskin, when God talks about wineskin in the Word of God, His Word talks about wineskin, you have old wineskin and you have new wine. If you take old wineskin, which is made from animal skin that's been around for a while, it's old, so it's dried up, and you put new wine into that old wineskin, it just blows that thing up because it breathes and it expands, and it destroys the old wineskin. Well, you know, if you take you have a brand new garment, say you got some nice garment, and you take a Gucci shirt, okay, you got a Gucci shirt, and you take some old, you know, worn out piece of shirt, but you sew that on to this new Gucci shirt, right? Mm-hmm. So it's Gucci, right? Anyway, so you sew it together.
No.
And if you wash it and you dry it, since the old has already gone through, you know, rough times, it's already been drawn up by life seasons and that type of thing, that it's going to look, the shirt's going to be all out of whack because you can't sew the old and the new together. When you think about, you know, that God begins to do a new thing and it's exciting. Mm. I mean, he says very specifically in Habakkuk, he talks about times just like this, all these bad things going on. He says, but behold, I'm going to do something so powerful. I told you, you wouldn't even believe it. So God's got good things in store. So you got to maintain your hope. But I want to encourage you to know that if we don't follow the Lord, it won't be well. If we choose to go our own way, if we choose to just to buy in, and I don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but this paralyzing fear that you may have strength, you may be strong, but you're just kind of just paralyzed. You don't know what to do. Well, that's not good. I mean, if somebody's coming to rob you and you get paralyzing fear, they're just going to walk up while you're standing there like a statue, and they're going to take your purse and take your wallet and take your stuff, and they're going to walk out.
Yeah.
The thing about it is you got to realize you have nothing to fear. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That's why he's letting you know now how to prepare yourself and say, you know what, I want to be active in this season that's coming. I want to be, you know, participating in the process. And the Lord showed me specifically that, you know, I hope it's not going to happen, but there can come a day where literally it's so routine, Chuck Pierce is talking about, that people just get stuck in this quagmire and they're just robotic, and you're snapping your fingers trying to wake them up, and they're just going to work, coming home, watching TV, going to work, coming home. They don't even know that the whole nation's getting shifted. And I saw that. Literally, the Lord showed me that scene in America, and I've been praying that it doesn't happen. He said that if we don't turn, it'll be so routined in us. It'll become just who we are, is what he's rooted, routine in us. And so we have to say, you know what? This is not us. This is not who we're supposed to be. I'm going to learn what God has to say. I'm going to learn what the Constitution has to say. I'm going to join VFN Kingdom Business, because we should be about the Father's business, the Kingdom business, is vfnkb.org, and get involved. I mean, there's something that we can do. And no matter what happens to the world, you know, God's kingdom continues to advance. It continues to grow. And the world benefits off us moving in kingdom principles, moving under our King, Jesus Christ. And you heard today on today's program, at the beginning of the program, when the president's saying, we don't have a ruler from above, you know, and somebody tells us, yes, we do. It's Jesus God, whose son is Jesus Christ, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is shown to let you know that's their mindset. That's what they're thinking about. And God's going, listen, this is a test. Which way are you going to go? Which way? Choose today who you're going to serve. And what we just saw, all of America was brought to like the top of Mount Carmel, and we've been brought to a point of decision. God's going, which way are you going to go? Mm-hmm. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to go the way of the bull? Are you going to go the way of the world, the way of Jezebel, the way of Ahab? Or are you going to go the way of God, which Elijah was talking about? And he says, you know, choose who you're going to serve. And that's what it boils down to, is who you're going to serve. Who are you serving? Because everybody's going to have to serve someone. You know, Lyndall Cooley has a song about that. You know, and understand, everybody's going to serve someone. We're called to serve the Lord. So I just want to pray with you right now. Make sure you join us in our next program where we're talking about, you know, how that special forces, God is calling together special forces. Father God, we love you. We thank you for speaking to us prophetically, Lord. We thank you for Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. We thank you for Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministries. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us and all those involved. We thank you most of all, God, for our audience, Lord, in Missouri and the Gulf Coast and all around the world and the nation, Father God, that you would bless them, encourage them, Lord. Raise them up as you're raising up this arising that's taking place, that they would be protected, that they would be active, that they would be a part, Father God, of what you're doing, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.